Welcome to Glazed Over,
a podcast for business tips, painting tricks, and gabbing with friends.
We're your hosts, Amy Williams
and Christine Steele, and we're so glad you're here.
Hey, Christine.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing today?
I am good. I've got a weird energy drink, a normal energy level, I think, and I'm excited to chat with y'all today.
I had a wonderful morning. I actually was snuggling all of the pups this morning, and it was just like I didn't want to leave the bed, and it was one of those like my babies love me. But
that's
I am
so
also
nice.
But I did get out of bed because we are going to be talking to Nell today from Ooh. All Fired Up Akron. She has For Art's Sake, and it is amazing, and I can't wait to hear all about it for you guys to hear how amazing it is. So welcome, Nell.
Hey, Nell.
Hi, thank you.
How are you today?
I am okay. It has been one of those mornings that took a little longer than it should have, but we're here. Yeah.
You need one of my weird energy drinks, it seems like.
Yes.
Or puppy snuggles. I'm just offering.
Yes.
I had my puppy snuggles this morning as well. That is a super important part of our morning.
Agreed.
So tell us a little bit about you, kind of how you got into, if you want to talk about how you got into PYOP, I'm glad to hear it, but I especially want to hear about For Art's Sake. I just want to hear all about you.
Sure.
No pressure.
thanks. Yeah, my whole life story. So I started as a customer. I was 16 and there was a local studio that opened up and my sister was 5 years younger than me. And the only thing that her and I would do and get along together was paint pottery. So we would go almost every week and paint pottery and it just became part of us that we did it all the time. A few years later, I was a manager, in a different retail location and the management position opened up at a studio and I jumped on that. That was sounded like the best thing in the world. Got that job, worked for them for about 2 years. And then they decided they were going to sell their studio. I was 22 years old. I was in college and, I was married, but I was, you know, super young and I bought the studio. So I have, been in the industry, this is almost 20 years now.
Wow.
And bought it 18 years ago. And yeah, we're still trucking. We've moved the studio once. But yeah, I love my studio. I love this business.
Was it all fired up when you bought it?
It was. It was nice. Not what I would have wanted to name it because there's so many other all fired ups, but we've made it work. You know, we're ingrained in the society now. So
I actually was at your studio. We stopped in and it was probably about 2 years ago. I think we stopped in, Erica and I on our way back, taking her to the airport. And, you had a manager there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely wonderful. She was so sweet. Your studio is adorable. And I remember taking lots of pictures and showing my staff and stuff. I'm like, look at this. This is really cool. So everybody should take a trip out there and see how cute it is.
Oh, please. We love having people at our store. But yeah, so after that, I've done my whole rounds being a studio owner, teaching all the classes, you know, trying to give back as much as I could to the community. I was on the board for a couple years. And once I rolled off the board, we were kind of in COVID land and I needed something to do. And so I started teaching myself how to draw. I just would watch YouTube videos and start drawing and really, really got into it, really enjoyed what I was doing. And then I was looking around going, I don't have like anything art themed that I can really sell in my studio to kind of bulk up those sales at the cash wrap. Like if you look around, you see Target, for example, they have this huge, beautiful display at every cash wrap. And we all have bought stuff off of there. So I immediately was like, there's got to be something out there that really speaks to our industry that helps us make more money, you know, just in the end. But there wasn't. There wasn't anything anywhere. So I got an iPad and I started drawing. And I put some stickers on Etsy and a bunch of my studio friends were like, wait, we want those.
We want those in our studio.
And yeah, it has just snowballed from there.
That's amazing. I love hearing you say that you decided to teach yourself how to draw because so many people don't think that's possible. And it really, really is. It's just about dedication and looking into some resources and just trying it. That's so cool.
I tell people up until COVID, I would tell you I could not draw. That was not my skill set. I could paint and I could run a business, but I could not draw. And it is a learning experience. I had to start at the beginning and I had to just keep teaching myself how to make that work.
Do you have any tips for anybody if they want to kind of dive into? So you said you taught yourself. How'd you do it?
So I started with colored pencils and really I just started watching people on YouTube with drawing lessons. Even on the iPad, I started on YouTube watching other artists. And there's different places you can learn that have classes that you can purchase. And they're just kind of like a step-by-step. And once I got the basics down, then I started expanding into, okay, well, what's my idea? What can I expand on that's in my head? And, honestly, it's like, if I look at the stuff I first draw now, I think it looks like crap. And, you know, now it's, I can draw things that I think are so much better for me, but at the same time, some of that original stuff is my bestsellers. So even what you don't think is your best or isn't all that great can still be really cool to other people. So
yeah,
I love it.
Awesome.
Here's something I think about all the time. How, and I'd like you to answer the question for me because I don't know that I can answer it, but how do you define your style and where do you think that came from? Oh, right. I know the face you just made is exactly the face I make when people ask me that. So,
so what I did, another thing that I did to learn was I started drawing Disney characters just because I wanted to.
Yeah.
I can't sell them. I can't do anything with them.
But you know, that's great practice.
Yeah. That's all it was. And honest to God, this everybody laughs, but I started at first tracing. Yeah. I would trace the character and then I would like do all my details on top. And I just kept going until I realized I'm really liking this style. I call it a double outline. Like I double outline everything. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of this sketchy look. And to me, doing that with Disney characters, that's not how they're normally presented. They're normally presented very clean cut and animated. And so I was changing them into something. And the more I did that, the more I guess I refined that style. Every once in a while, I'll draw something and I was like, that's not my style. What am I doing with this? I guess sketchy would be what I call it, if that's an appropriate
term. It makes me think of that. Now I'm like, did Picasso actually say this? But I just remember finding something once where you saw like a beautiful sketch of like a buffalo and it was realistic. And then it pares down to being abstract. And the idea is like, learn the rules so that you can break them. And to me, that's exactly what you're saying you did. Like you sketched out or traced the Disney and then thought like, what can I do to change this to make my own? Like, you nailed it. Very cool.
Yeah. And it's one of those things I love to tell people, you don't start out with these beautiful, elaborate, original ideas.
Yeah.
You start out very, very basic and you don't have to show everybody that first part, but you just got to work through it.
Totally.
But yeah, it has been a several year process to even feel comfortable showing people my artwork.
I'm sitting here looking at your website right now and it's just amazing. And just for everyone to jump on right this very second, you know, you have 10 seconds. It is which you're going to need about a lot more to look through all of it. It's so amazing. It's for for art sake sake stickers.com. And it's so adorable. Like I'm listening to what you're saying. You're like, I'm not sure. No, like they're so cute. They definitely, I mean, I have them at my store. I think they're perfect. And it is nice. Like I'm swiping and I see there's a kiln one. How many stickers have you actually seen out there that is a kiln? Like it's amazing. So I appreciate you taking the time for our industry to make something that our customers will love.
What's your bestseller right now? No. Sticker wise, I know you do more than that, but in the sticker space.
In the sticker space, the Killing It. That is it's one of the first designs I ever did. It's just a kiln that literally says Killing It. And that one I sell across a lot of different platforms.
Yeah.
So it's not just our PYOP industry. Harry Otter and some of the funny puns are always huge, huge sellers. But honestly, it changes every month. It's different. It's something will trend out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, it's like everybody wants now. Right now, everybody wants gnomes, and yeah, I'm out. You know, so like funny. I'm selling gnomes like crazy.
I think so, where you really like shine is that it is all your style, but it's such a variety of topics. Like there, you have like mushrooms, and then you have a French bulldog like right beside each other. And so it's like, oh, I can truly find anything that I want here. And you sell them one-offs, but you also do wholesale, right?
Correct. In fact, I'm actually paring down the one-offs because it's just, it's tedious to do one here and there. But I do sell, wholesale is where it's at for me. I have them packaged up in packs of six. And the more you buy, the more you save. So I try to do it. So if you're going to spend $100, you're going to get a discount. If you're going to spend $200, you're going to get an even bigger discount. But I want them to be easy to price for people. You know, no one's going to pay $50 for a sticker. So there's a limit to me. There's a limit to you. So, yeah.
So when you buy these and we're aiming them for our studios to sell, how much do you recommend them to sell?
Like, I sell mine for $3.99. We have prices in my studio. Everything's 99 cents. I jumped on that trend. But a lot of people are $4. I've seen studios go up to $5 though.
Oh, I don't want to tell you how much I've spent on a sticker before. I mean, there's this one store, like right beside this cafe we like to go to. And I mean, have purchased a $7 sticker. Because it's just, it's a bigger one, but it was just that good. And I didn't bat an eyelash at it. So just know there are people like me out there.
There absolutely are. And there's some psychology behind stickers for some reason that if you get to dig through a bin or just like the hunt for that sticker that really speaks to you, you know, it's a piece of vinyl that's printed on, but everybody, you know, is drawn to something that speaks to them and gives them that instant hit of dopamine.
Yeah. It's self-expression.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a Kindle girly. I'm holding my Kindle up for no one to see at home, but I noticed these clear cases are super popular and the girls will get stickers and they won't even stick it on, but they'll place it in there. So that way they're not using their sticker, but you're able to still see it. So
what a good idea
for us that maybe hoard stickers that are scared to put them somewhere. Sometimes you don't actually have to stick them somewhere.
I blame Lisa Frank.
Completely agree.
Lisa Frank is the reason why I don't actually use my stickers. And then someone's like, well, where are you going to put it? I'm like, what do you mean? I just keep it. Like I have it and I know I have it. I started putting them on my water bottle now.
Yeah.
But, and I'm also, as I'm looking at your website, I have actually used these, but you also offer graphics for people to buy and then they can use. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah. So same concept. I started drawing all sorts of stuff for my website, like my studio's website, and thought we haven't had any kind of updated new clip art on my website in a while. So I'm going to draw it. I'm going to make some clip art. And, you know, yet again, I was talking to other studios and they needed it too. So I just started putting things up. I think, was it you who handed me a brochure, Christine? At the convention? That was one of the coolest things, was somebody coming up to me and handing me their studio brochure, and here my artwork is all through the brochure. And that was really cool. That was really neat to see that, you know, we helped somebody in their marketing. I helped them, you know, push the sales of their own business. And I've had people reach out to me and be like, hey, I need glass stuff. I need glass designs. Okay. So I just sit here and I draw them and there they are.
They're great. Personally, I use them, and I love your look because, like you said, it's, it fits me, my brand, very well. Like it's very fun, whimsical. It's colorful. I love that. And I really enjoy using them on, we actually have them on our poster for our kiln, and I like them. Good job. They make making graphics so easy because I can actually, since they are colorful, I can change the background, and it's nice because like it looks like a new graphic. So it really does make marketing, content and that kind of stuff really, really easy. And then you also have seasonal ones too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you...
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's almost the same as like the stickers. Like I couldn't find something specific to our industry, so I made it. And the same was with graphics. You can get onto all these crazy websites and buy all the different clip art you want, but if you can't find one that fits a PYOP studio, it's not going to help you. So I really tried to find something that would encompass all of us. And I sell to a lot of art businesses, not just the PYOP world. And so I'm trying to expand into a lot of those. Like I have paint palettes that just fit every color scheme, every holiday scheme. Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah.
It won't show. But I was just going to say that is so cool. That's the next thing I was going to point out. We talked about this in another podcast. You could put that up on your paint board to give palette schemes. It's just chef kiss. Sorry.
Yeah. So just lots and lots of different things. One of my favorite things is redesigning logos for studios. Nice. I've done probably a dozen of them by now. And some of them, I take their logo that's just really dated and kind of redo it in my style. Some of them we start from scratch and we just make a whole new thing. And just kind of revamping and updating all of us to keep us all in the industry.
I love that because it's, you know, some of our studios have been around for 20 years and sometimes the branding has not been updated. And you almost like walk into one of these studios and you are traveling into the past a little bit. So I'm glad that you're doing some work to help others update.
Yeah. It drives me crazy when someone sends me like a screenshot of their logo because they don't have it as a digital file.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, we have to fix that. Even if I just totally trace whatever you sent me, you need a file.
Yeah.
Like you need to be able to pop this into marketing, into images. So it's just, it's fun to kind of refresh with something as simple as a logo.
Yeah. I mean, it's like getting a haircut. It's the best. So let's say, do you have any tips for like merchandising at the cash wrap or at the cash register? Like what, if I wanted to start carrying your stickers, like what do I need to put them in? How do I display them? Like what do I, give me some tips there.
Sure. The first thing I hear is what everybody says. I don't have room. And it does not take a lot of room. There's a stand I have. I suggested on my website. I don't sell it because it's from another small business. He has like a Glowforge or something and cuts these out, and it takes up 9 inches on your
that's
platform
nothing.
On the counter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tower, it rotates. It has 12 different pockets. I put 2 stickers per pocket. So I'm easily putting at least 24 designs. Now I have 3 of them on my counter now, but if you can handle a 9-inch circle, you can display stickers.
I'm sure there's 9 inches of junk up on most people's cache area. Yeah.
The other thing is I've had some studios where it just doesn't work to have them nicely displayed in a tower. They put them in a bucket. You just need to get a pottery bowl that you want to put out as a display. That digging through and looking, that hunt for the perfect sticker, it's a thing. It's a real thing. It keeps people up in your store longer. And there is this cool thing that I'm kind of coining the phrase silent marketing. You know, you look at your water bottle, for example, and it has stickers all over it, but you can, for the most part, tell me where every one of those stickers came from. What memory is attached to those stickers? Was it vacation? Was it a pottery studio you visited? You know, whatever it was, it has a meaning to you. And that is bringing up your pottery in their mind. So the more they're up there digging through and finding and hunting for that sticker, I think the more it cements their experience in your studio to something that they'll relate and can remember and keeps you in the forefront of their mind.
I absolutely love that. And I agree with you. And that's something that like I said, my water bottle, the ones I actually did use, I can tell you exactly where, so that makes such sense. I love that. The other thing you were talking about, your stands, I find making it eye level to kids and also teens, because if kids can't reach it, you're missing out on that. But I want one more thing. like mm-hmm, to your right. parents. Like you were missing that opportunity. So I learned when I put it down so that the kids can actually reach it, you hear, hey mom, can I get this please? It's just this. Like, can I just get this? So like that is, I highly recommend that too.
Tell people it is the like cash wrap sales or impulse buys is what they call them, is a $6 billion industry.
Oh yeah. The amount of candy I buy, I'd rather buy a sticker.
Exactly. Exactly. Drinks, candy, hair ties. I mean, yes. Target always has hair ties up in the, or ponytail holders, depending on where you're from, up right by the register. And I can't even tell you how many times I've bought those.
Like, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I needed those, so I grabbed those. They are making billions of dollars. Why don't we have our slice of that pie too?
Mm-hmm.
I actually ended up buying two, I bought them off of Marketplace, but they're two like slat wall rollers and they're like 5 foot tall by like, I think they're like 18 inches wide. And I have my stickers on those now. Oh, I have nice. Two walls of stickers in my studio because people come in just for my stickers.
That's awesome. Yeah.
There are days in the studio, they're really bad days for the studio, but we sell nothing but stickers.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, think about it from like a gift perspective. Like if you buy a water bottle, I'm stuck on the water bottle because of how Christine uses hers, but, and you pick out stickers for someone and then stick it on the water bottle and like, that's a gift. That's so it's custom. It's like, I thought of you. And also I could probably now put seven, you know, custom water bottles in my shop and sell those, upsell, you know what I mean? And it all started with stickers. Yeah. Stickers are the future. I gotta be honest. You're really onto something now.
You know, we have, in my studio, we offer not just pottery painting. We've got, snow globe tumblers.
Ooh.
So yeah, we fill them with glitter. I taught it at convention last year. It's a really fun thing, especially for like those tweens.
Yes.
But we sell them with a sticker. They get to go pick out a sticker. That's like the best part. They're putting all this glitter and shaking, you know, this yep. cup and making this beautiful piece, but they're so excited about putting this sticker on this cup and it makes it personal.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they buy extra stickers too. And then we do candles and we have candle jars and I've even sold stickers to go on the outside of the candles.
Oh, that's so cool. There's just an opportunity everywhere.
Yeah, there is. I mean, we were talking about covers. I went and got a new computer, and the first thing I had to do was get a new case for it so I could start putting stickers on my case.
Yeah.
In fact, I have Amy's stickers on my case.
Oh,
so, nice. But it's cool because it's part of our industry. I have other studios on there, and it reminds you of friends. It reminds you of really fun things. You don't need a ton of space, but I do think it's incredibly important to have something mm-hmm. on your cash wrap. We also have art cards and greeting cards, and there's more than just stickers that you can sell if you want to go a little bigger.
Talk to me about an art card. Is that like a trading card?
No. So they're 5x7 cards and basically they're color by number.
Hmm.
There's two different style. One, I took some artwork, say Starry Night, something that's in the public domain, simplified it and made it a color by number. But all it has is the dots of the colors that you need. You don't need to sell any of the like coloring materials like markers sure. or crayons. They can really just use any material they want. And I mean, I've even used watercolor on these cards and they work perfectly fine. They're 5x7 cards that you can just sell. The other fun ones, which are really cool for camp, they're create your own color by number. So they have like 8 empty bubbles and you pick 8 of your favorite colors and color them in. And then you've made your own color.
Oh, theme. It's custom. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. So they're like circles and squares, you know, like really simple patterns. But when you pick your own colors and you put them in there, it's this artwork that you made.
Yeah. It's your style.
It's your style, your color, and it's really cool. So kids just love them.
So do you have a suggestion? Sorry to talk over you, Christine.
Yeah.
For the color, like, because you make stickers that are also, you can color those in. Do you have a material suggestion, like what type of marker to use?
On the color your own stickers?
Mm-hmm.
Sharpie is your absolute best thing.
That's what I figured.
I have been able, like, So if you want to use really high quality art supplies, we all know there's a big difference between art supplies.
Yeah.
Some of the colored pencils, the real soft ones, will work, but like Crayola wouldn't work.
Right.
So honestly, I just sell them as Sharpies. Use Sharpie markers. I send everybody who buys wholesale any of my color your own stickers a little sticker sign that has Sharpies on it that says just color with Sharpies. There are other alcohol-based markers out there.
Yeah.
But I have a huge bin of colored Sharpies in the studio. And if anybody wants to use them, they can. But 9 times out of 10, people are just like, oh, I've got Sharpies at home. I'll color
it. I know. It's crazy the amount of art supplies people have at home these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so fun. I want one of everything. If you just want to go ahead and invoice me and send it out.
But actually, somebody was asking me this past weekend. I was at a conference and they were like, can you just make like bundles where you get one of everything? And I'm like, yeah, I could probably come up with that. I mean, whatever works.
I think it would sell. I think that's a great idea.
So for the cash wrap, do you think, other than stickers, the greeting cards that you have, what else would you recommend to a studio to maybe set out on their desk to get some income, extra income?
Yeah, anything that is not going to take you time. And not going to take you effort. So like I was talking about, we sell tumblers. We started selling straw toppers. They're just these silicone little cheapy toppers. I got some from Amazon, some from however we say Temu now. apparently we were saying it wrong. But we just sell them for like $4 and they sell right out the door and I have to do absolutely nothing for them. Just anything that, go like stands, they work, but they're not flashy. They're not fun. Anything that gives them a hit of dopamine, makes them feel happy that they have it, works. I have greeting cards that I sell that actually have like pottery type themes to them, because if you're making somebody a gift, you want to keep that going. You want to make it really cute. You want to have a greeting card that says, I made this for you out of mud. And keep that thought process going of, ooh, I made this, I'm really proud of my piece, let's give them something really awesome to go with it. So some anything that I personally
some things that I personally have sold is chapstick, because you know how like you're, I don't know, maybe it's just my studio, it gets really dry. So I have chapstick. I also have lotion that I sell from, it's like Sister Bees or Bee Sister something unfair. And the other thing that during the spring is off of, I think it's off of fair too, is some plants.
Oh.
I just little cheap plants that when people buy their pottery, they're like, oh my gosh. And I don't know if there's like a rule that you're not allowed to sell plants without some kind of certification. So if there is, just kidding, sell plants. But that's something else that is like an impulse buy. And honestly, I just look at it as, what do I buy real quick? And
I have bought my nail salon has plants, and I'm like, now it's all clicking into place. They're like, that's the same thing. And I have absolutely bought plants after getting my nails done. Like, people want it. People will do it. Do you recommend making this area seasonal, or is that something that you wouldn't put time and effort into?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going to sell a lot more lotion when it's winter out, you know, depending on where you're located. But here in Ohio, it's much drier in the winter season. So you're going to sell a lot more lotion. You might have an organic sunscreen or something that you would use more in the summer. Yeah. So you have to know your market. You have to know where you're at. You know, if you're in Georgia, you've got a very different temperament, or temperature going on.
And temperament.
We're all different. Yeah. But so it absolutely, it should be seasonal and it should be regional. It should be something that's very, you know, personal to the customer for them to see and be like, wow, I've never seen that before. I personally like to do things that are local. They're made by local artists. They're made by someone in the area that is also trying to expand. I think a lot of studios sell drinks and sell snacks as a convenience item, but some of those other things, like I would have never thought to have chapstick. That's a really great idea. That is a convenience item, just the same. Anything that makes them more comfortable in your studio for longer gives them a more positive outcome in the end. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And Christine, you mentioned FAIRE. So that's FAIRE. And Nell, you're on FAIRE. That's how you're doing wholesale mainly. You can find a billion items on FAIRE. You could just lose hours and hours of your day looking at stuff. So I would definitely recommend perusing the website and seeing what you could add. But how's that going for you? How's FAIRE? Is it, are you enjoying the being on the platform?
Yeah, it's interesting. Basically, FAIRE is Etsy, but for wholesale. And I mean, I sell a lot more through my own website because I can give bigger discounts on my site. Sure. On FAIRE, they take a good chunk of everything. And so you don't quite get the bulk discounts, but it's expanded me into other markets, you know, that are outside the PYOP world. I've been in our world for so long. Sometimes I don't realize there's other industries out there. And like, there is a place that she has bought these same three duck stickers from me, and she has bought thousands of stickers from me in bulk on FAIRE.
That's amazing.
Just because they have ducks on them, and her whole shop is duck themed. And I never would have found that had I not been on a different platform. So yeah, it was really cool to kind of expand into the world.
Yeah, that's very cool. I want that.
Yeah, I actually want to find the duck store.
I know, right?
Like, hold on, I need more information. Yeah. Is it like I need to go there? Like,
I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, what do you have coming up? Like, anything exciting? Anything not too secret?
I'm going to be at convention again. Convention was extremely successful for me last year in Reno.
Nice, good.
And you know, I try to have everything there that you can touch and feel and play with. And like, we had the color your own stickers out. I'm not going to be at a ton of events this year. I just have a lot of family stuff going on, but I will happily send anybody samples if they're going to have an event, if you want to show them off, with them. If, you know, like we have a get together in Pennsylvania and we usually sit down and just color some stickers. So whatever.
And how do they get in touch with you if they want samples for that?
For artstickers@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me. I'm Nell Wirtz on Facebook. I'm any of my normal places, with my website or my studio website. It'll all come straight to me. So
nice.
Yeah.
Christine, what's a good seller sticker wise for you of Nell's stickers?
All of them. Yeah. Honestly. I can't even like pick one. And that's just it. The teenagers are like, Mom, I need this. And I'm like, yes, you do. You should. And it's cool because I get the chance to be like, hey, this is actually another studio owner that made these. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, this is where, you know, you get to, everybody loves buying someone else's art. And it is just an opportunity for you to tell, like, I belong to this, you know, cool industry that there's really cool. I'm not the only cool chick in this place, you know. And I get to, like, you know, kind of explain it. And it's a nice conversation. And then the moms are like, okay, I'm supporting somebody like that. You can, there's just a lot of ways that you can market it. But yeah, so they go, well, I even have some of the greeting cards in here. I think you did a custom for my dog.
I did. I made your dog stick for both of them, right?
Yeah, but I don't think to be honest, I don't think I ever used, because they're my studio dogs, and I put a picture of them in my brochure, but I don't think I've used those yet. So I'm really actually sad now that I'm thinking about that I just have, there's a digital dog somewhere that I have not used of my Ina and Elsa's, so I'm kind of sad about that. But
I thought about that the other day.
That's cute. So do you do customs like that if I wanted to reach out and say, I need a portrait?
Yeah. Honestly, what it has been is someone being like, hey, can you do my dog? And I'm sure I'll learn how to do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of helped expand me. And, you know, like I think I told Christine when she asked me, I was like, if I don't do well, it's fine. You know, you don't have to pay me to do this. But in the end, if you love it, then yay, we both have something we love. So, and I have a new skill.
I really like your approach to that. That's very, it's nice to know that, like, you're like, yeah, I'll learn how to do it. And if I do it great, awesome.
Yeah.
And if not, like, I learned.
I can't draw people though. Don't ask me to draw people.
People are hard. Okay. I have a conspiracy that, like, no matter the portrait you're drawing, like, no matter who it is, it always sort of looks like you. Like, I feel like we can't let that go a little bit, but maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just obsessed with myself.
Well, it's what you see every day. So that's what you, you know, reflect to yourself generally.
Yeah.
I can see that. Fair.
Well, Christine, any other questions for our amazing Nell?
Well, I want to bring up, we didn't talk about the art journals. So it is, again, a resource for a studio owner of a filler time during summer camps. And you also have birthday invitations that you can customize for your studio too. Like, there's so much. Get on her website right now.
That's such a good idea, like, as a package for a birthday party. Like, if you want to include invitations, click here and boom, here they are. That's so cool. God, you're a genius.
So I had someone, I forget if it was you, Christine, or someone asked me to do thank you cards. And
yeah, but I'll take credit.
It was at convention. The convention was nuts. So, but they wanted thank you cards that they could give to their campers or to a host parent. You know, just general cards from the studio that you could write a thank you card. And so we just came out with those. Art camp journals are huge. They last year, I think we sold over 1,500 of them. So it was nuts. So I have three versions basically that you can buy. You can buy a PDF version that you just print on your own, and that has 36 pages that are just activities. And then I have last year, or our volume one, it has 28 active pages, but this year everybody asked for blank pages to be in there too. So there's some blank pages, but every day it has a page that you can journal in. Even if you don't do all 5 days, like my camps are four, you can just make it a coloring page if you decide not to actually journal in that day. But it has color theory. So it, you know, goes over the color wheel, color opposites, some of your just real basic coloring, you know, lessons that are really easy to teach. You don't have to put a lot of work into, but it keeps the kids busy. And then a lot of
prompts. So this year, the volume two,
my favorite one is fill your claw machine. Yeah. It's a claw machine drawing with a claw, and you got to put all the stuff in it. And that's it.
I
loved that concept. Like, I would love to draw in stuff in a claw machine. Yeah.
Can you give me three items you put in your claw machine, each of you?
Stickers? No. I am big on crocheted animals, like stuffed animals.
Yeah, those are so fun.
So, like axolotl animals or...
I think I would put... like a beer.
There you go. All right.
A beer, a book, and maybe a pillow. Ooh, those are my interests. Sleeping or eating and drinking.
It's funny. The only thing that came in my head when you said that is a stuffed banana. And the reason why is because when we talked about, like, I didn't have breakfast and I was going to grab a banana and I opened it and then it was like bad. So I thought,
oh no.
So that is literally the only thing that's on my brain right now is a stuffed banana. I just, I'm hungry, I guess. I'm sorry.
Do you have any banana stickers now? I feel like.
I don't maybe think I do.
We're about to see next week. Now. She's going to launch a banana sticker and it's going to be called the Christine.
Should have had breakfast. I like
it. Yeah, should have had breakfast. It's amazing. Yeah, you are just a wealth of incredible ideas. I'm so inspired talking to you.
Well, thank you. I've been inspired by you over the years as well. So it's been really great.
You did not have to say that. That's very nice.
No, have your little kiln pin.
Oh, like, good.
Little pins, remember that?
Yeah, those almost killed me. But yeah, they were fun.
So when are you going to get into pins, speaking of those?
So I did pins at convention. I have a really nice, like, pin maker machine, like pin button. Mm-hmm. And they did really, really well. I just have to get back into them. I made like thousands for convention and sold almost all of them. So I just need to get back into it. I don't know. I've looked into, like, the enamel pin.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that is such a huge investment.
It is.
That I don't, my whole business is wholesale. You know, like that is everything that I'm looking at. And when you look at those, for me to
design and then make and then sell them to you
to then sell to a customer, the profit just isn't there.
Yeah, it's all about quantity there. And that can be really tough. I did Croc Charms a couple years ago. And it's the same thing where it's like to make any money off of them, they have to be pretty expensive.
Yeah. And they're I try to make sure, like my model is kind of keystone. So
anything that I sell, I want you to at least be able to double to just make any kind of profit off of. And
if you can't do that, it's just not worth anybody's time. So,
yep.
Agreed. Yeah.
I think we've hit, I'm trying to look over here. I think we've hit most of everything. The only other thing is they're not Squishmallows, but they're called Make a Mellow. Mm. And they are color your own stickers. They're 4x6 sheets, but you get to build your own mellow. I can't use the words. And you get to make your own little, like put their horns and their fins or whatever you want on them and then color them. So they're just the same as the color your own stickers, but they're another activity. They're just something you can keep busy with.
Is it like paper doll vibes?
Yeah, but they're stickers. They're vinyl stickers, just like our color your own stickers. So they're still waterproof, dishwasher safe.
Which all of my stickers,
are professionally printed.
So they're all printed on like a really high quality vinyl. With it's called Eco Solvent Ink, so they're waterproof and dishwasher safe and all of the above. I've even accidentally put mine in the microwave.
It didn't do anything, but I don't know how much I'd test on.
That's so funny. And the last thing I'm going to point out on your website, I see fully custom stickers. Pricing is, am I allowed to say pricing? Is that comfortable?
Yeah, please.
Is $60, and that includes 1 hour of work, 3 edit options, 25 stickers, and free shipping.
You need to bump that price up, baby girl.
Well, the thing is almost everybody who has done that has bought at least 50 to 100 more stickers.
I was going to say.
Sure. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I also really explain to people there is a big difference between a 1 hour drawing and a 3 hour drawing. And
it says $20 extra per hour. So if it is something that's detailed, I mean, you still get that, you know, that's
Right. But I also like, I know our industry really well, and I know that nobody has $500 sitting around to come up with a custom sticker. It's not worth that investment. And even like my logo prices, drawing logos is probably way too low, but it helps people. It helps the industry. I do make some money off of it, but most of it is it's affordable because I know that these studios can't afford thousands of dollars in logo design.
We appreciate
it. I wouldn't pay that, you know. I know. So, yeah, it's just something that, yeah, it might be a little low on the
custom side, but I really enjoy doing it too. So,
now, would you be able to do like a building? Because I know those are popular for your studio. Is that a custom thing, or was that
I love doing buildings. If you look under my custom logos and my
custom stickers, and you scroll through the pictures, there's several buildings in there. I love, especially if you have like a funny, unique looking building, I love just making it very quirky looking and like a fun, I don't know, just like a fun little remembering of what your studio looks like. The first one I did is Patch's Playhouse.
And Dawn asked me to do her fun, beautiful little building, and she loved it so much she had a huge one put on her wall. And ever since then, it's like, I've really loved making these buildings. I've even done like a train station, things just out of our industry that are funky little buildings. There was this cute little museum I did, just in my style, but of their building. And I just love doing those.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a good reminder that like, you can find joy in things that are not the pottery space. Cause I think we have to do that. You know, it's easy to burn out on this.
Definitely. And after I was done with doing the board and we had just come through COVID, I needed something else. I needed something. And I do still have a store manager
who is awesome and handles my studio on a day-to-day basis so that I can do all this other stuff now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I absolutely love having an outlet. I will sit here at night until midnight drawing every night. And, you know, yeah, it's work, but that's my relaxation time too. So
yeah. And plus you can have the TV on in the background.
Absolutely. I get through a lot of shows that way.
Oh, a lot of
memories and stuff. So
what are you watching right now?
Charmed. I'm rewatching Charmed. Yeah.
The new one or the old one?
The old one.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only one in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
love that.
Yeah. I just wanted to rewatch something and get, you know, those good vibes from something. So,
mm-hmm. So yeah. Now new witchy stickers coming.
Could be. Yes. I have some really cute ones for Halloween, but sometimes, yeah, that like I have a bunch I drew, but they wouldn't really sell right now. They'll sell
right
towards Halloween. So
can you do like the power of three from Charmed and do it like the kiln, the clay and the paintbrush?
Oh,
those are like the power of three. Can that be the one?
I love it.
I'll write that down.
She's writing that down.
Right. Well, that's what I'm thinking. The kiln, the clay, and the paintbrush is the power of three, and yeah, that could be our Charmed. And then that's just that's the title of this episode. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. See, but it's stuff like that you would never think of normally in a normal setting. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's my brain. In general,
yeah, but. No, I love it. Please, please, and this to anybody, I love ideas because everybody's studio is very, very different. We all run differently, and our clientele is very different. So, if you have something that you think will sell, I love making stickers that fit that platform for you. There's plenty of stickers that I carry that don't really sell in my studio, but they sell like crazy in other people's studio. So, everybody send ideas too. I love it.
That's awesome. I appreciate your brain and your art. It's you are definitely a good resource to other studio owners, and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us again where we can find you.
For artsakestickers.com is my wholesale website. The whole site is wholesale, and once you turn in the wholesale information at the top, I'll send you all the promo codes so that you can save even more. You can also find me on Fair, which Fair has lots of promos you can use, but you won't get as big of a discount on Fair as you would on straight on my website. So if you want to send me an email, it's for artsakestickers@gmail.com or allfiredupakron.com or @gmail.com.
Love it.
Yeah.
I loved this conversation. I'm feeling really inspired.
Good. Oh, I would love to see what you guys make if you end up making something.
I'm about to bombard you. She's going to be like, oh, I'm tired of hearing from Amy, but.
Oh, I love it.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast with us today. Christine, is there anything else you'd like to include before I shut us down?
No, I just feel like I've just hyped you up, and I hope everyone truly goes and checks out the website. I feel like they are you're just missing out on money. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leaving
money on the table.
Yeah, grab it.
Nice. Well, I look forward to seeing what stickers everyone gets for their studios. Please share that with all of us because I'm nosy and I'd like to see that.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I've had the best time. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
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 Glazed Over is brought to you by the CCSA, the Contemporary Ceramic Studios Association. Thank you to our moderators, Amy Williams and Christine Steele. Intro and outro music by Scott Lester. Executive production by Louise Blazuki. Learn more about the CCSA at ccsaonline.com.